This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jamie.
Analyst 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Frey tickets. Frey's going to be in town. Mission Ballroom. That's coming up on Wednesday, and you could be there. We got tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:30 this morning, so stick around to win yours. The only reason we bring up the Shadur and Shiloh, the Sanders boys, is because we feel like they're family. You know, prime time works here at University of Colorado. He's a football coach. His sons are trying to make the NFL, move on to the next level, so we care.
Well, yeah, and Shadur was a huge star here at Boulder.
So we bring it up. We're not a sports station, but as you know, these two have been trying to make a team, one in Tampa, one in Cleveland. It looks like Shiloh, well, he was cut yesterday, right?
He was cut, He is done.
He threw a punch in a game. That didn't help him any.
All right, so here's what it says. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have waived rookie safety Shiloh Sanders, the son of Hall of Famer Deion Sanders, after an incident during Saturday's preseason game against the Buffalo Bills. Sanders was ejected for throwing a punch at tight end Zach Davidson after a block, leading to an unnecessary roughness penalty. The coach said it was inexcusable and that he needs to learn from his mistake.
Yeah, so he's gone. Yep. He's gone. I don't think he was going to make the team anyway. This just gave the coach a reason to let him go. But, yeah, you can't be throwing punches in the NFL. Okay, so Shiloh's gone.
But his agents say that they hope he'll be claimed off waivers by another team.
We'll find out. Yeah. We'll find out in the next few days. And then you've got Shadur, who is the cream of the crop when it comes to the brothers. And he's supposed to try to make the team up in Cleveland. And it looks like that he might make it. I saw a report yesterday from Adam Schiff. I don't know who that guy is, but I guess he's a sports commentator. He says that Shadur's going to stay on the team as the fourth quarterback.
But didn't he get sacked?
He got sacked. He got run over.
He had a rough game.
People were saying it was fixed, that the coach did it on purpose, that he didn't give him defensive people or whatever.
Sabotage.
It was like all crazy over the weekend. I just saw all this stuff that they were accusing the coach of giving him bad players to surround himself. That's why he got sacked.
I do, because on my feed, I see a lot of this because I do love sports. I love football. I do feel bad for all the players right here in town, with the Broncos, for example, that are going to get cut today and tomorrow.
Oh, they are.
They're out. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about when they go from playing on TV in the NFL to like working at Subway all of a sudden. Yeah. I mean, it's just like that. They're gone.
They have a uniform. All these people are like asking for autographs and all this stuff.
I think it's like 50 players here in town that are going to be cut the next 48 hours.
That'd screw you up for life.
It would.
Right?
I mean,
it?
You're right on the cusp.
You're right there.
I mean, you're wearing the gear. You got on the helmet. You probably shipped one of your jerseys to your mother. You know, you've done it all. And then comes cut day.
And then your parents get to say you're on, you know, you're a pro player, all this stuff.
Bragging
and then they have
all
to
their
go,
friends.
And they have to say you're cut.
Oh, man.
That
oh,
would
man.
Suck, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it
would. By the way, speaking of which, I didn't see any kind of football. I just saw all the crap about the Sanders boys or whatever. But what happened with Bo Nix? How was he?
So-so. It was so-so. Broncos won.
But what do you mean so-so?
Well, he played. I only saw, like, the first three series.
Let's go to our expert.
Yeah, I didn't see that much
of it. Well, a lot of people wanted to see Bo Nix, like, actually score a touchdown in this next preseason, or this last preseason game, and he did. People said that that looked pretty good, but they're still, like, trying to figure it out, it looks like.
Oh.
Yeah.
It looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little rough.
You've really come up down off your high horse.
All of a sudden you started
I think he's going to get there. It's right now he's working on it, you know?
You're not, believer.
But you're not talking with confidence
right
now.
Yeah, you're not.
Last week, you were all cocky, strutting around here like a rooster.
Yeah, you said, now you said they don't really have it together.
Yeah,
they're definitely putting it a little scared.
Work in progress, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, man.
Well, believer.
All right, there you go. Your sports update from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Let me ask you a question, Jamie.
Sure.
I know your son goes to college out in California.
Yep.
And I know that you guys pay the way because it's not a scholarship or anything like that.
Yeah, it
right?
is. It's a full ride.
Oh, it is a full ride?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you get hounded by the university to still give more money?
Yes.
What kind of crock is that?
I know.
These people are charging. Now, look, let me be clear about this, okay? Elementary school, junior high schools in the area, they need money. The city, the state, whatever it is, they squander money. They should be buying your paper and pencils and everything else for you. I mean, undersupplied. Parents have to step in, give money. I'm not talking about that at all because it's needed. It's needed at this level. But at a college level, it's a little ridiculous, I think.
Well, they do it at grade school, too. You have to sell those braids, you know, the braided bread, that crap.
Fundraising,
fundraising. I don't.
I kind of get it in grade school and stuff because the states screw the schools with money. So I kind of get it there, but not the colleges. That tuition is unbelievable.
Mm.
And for them to be begging for money, and the reason I say this is this. I've got a nephew that's playing baseball, and he gets a full ride, too. For a couple of years here, He transferred over to Kansas or Nebraska or somewhere, playing baseball, right? So he emails me the other day for my email address, okay?
Yeah.
So I send it to him. And then all of a sudden, I'm bombarded by that school wanting me to donate to this college that I don't even know where it's at.
Oh, that's weird.
He gave them your email?
He gave them. I guess they asked the players to give them resources to reach out for money, right?
Oh, my God. That's
and here's how you know it's fake. The email I get, it says, "Hi, Cousin BJ, so-and-so here. Can you help my team out, blah, blah." Well, I'm not his cousin. I'm his uncle.
Right. That's
I'm looking at it going, he didn't write this. The school wrote this.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. That's weird.
I still get hit up by my school.
Do you really?
Multiple times.
Because you're an alumni?
Yeah, multiple times.
Do you give?
No. Absolutely not.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Spadell gets hit up by his, too. But
all the time, dude. Metro hits me up once a month.
Do they?
Because he owes him money. his is a different kind of call.
Yeah.
Is
it collections?
Well, you owe the student loan, for sure.
Yeah. But they also hit me up to just donate once a month. I swear to God. It's so annoying.
It's a thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Cousin BJ.
I didn't even go there. I didn't even go to the school. I don't know anything about it. He's going there for the first time. And it's like they want me to be a part of their payroll.
I think it's hilarious they gave him your email.
I know. But he didn't say what it was for. He goes, "Hey, Uncle BJ, can you give me your email address?" And I'm thinking he's going to send me an invitation to something or something, right?
Yeah, invitation to give him money. Yeah.
This school has bombarded me, Cousin BJ.
That's so weird.
I'm not Cousin BJ to you. It's amazing to how much they beg.
Yeah, that's weird. It's very bizarre.
And the universities are charging so much for tuition, you would think they would be, you know, on their own, a standalone.
Yep. You would think.
Do you give?
No.
You don't give them.
Well, I do to the Rocket team. I give to the Rocket team.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
well, that's the same.
They're an off, you know, they're not sponsored really by the college, so they're their own little
entity. Oh, okay,
entity,
so the fundraiser makes sense for them.
So I'll give them money, but like $100,
yeah,
you know, and that only gives you one little, like, fuse. It doesn't even do anything.
Yeah, I think they want me to buy one baseball for the team. Free tickets coming up this morning. We'll get to that coming up this morning at 7:30. Stand by for that. I got a couple of things here. First of all, the State Patrol. Did you see where they want you to carry your physical license now? They, you know, a lot of people put it on their phone.
Oh, yeah, right.
They say that's not good enough.
Oh, when did they change that?
Well, they're not changing it. I think they're just asking that you please carry the physical license on you.
Because?
You know, they don't want to deal with the video anymore. They don't want to deal with the picture, I guess.
A lot of people will have their phones with them, and then the battery will be dead. And they'll be like, oh, well, I have it on my phone. But then, they don't want to deal with that.
They're
sick and tired of people giving them the runaround. Just carry your license on you. All right, I got the audio for it. We'll play it for you next. Hang on. BJ, Jamie, Morning Show on a Monday. It is August 25, the week and the month winding down.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. That's the Fray. And they're really popular here, too.
Aren't they from here? Are they the ones
Colorado
from here?
Colorado band.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They're going to be at Mission Ballroom. That's coming up on Wednesday night. We got a couple of tickets coming up at 7:30 for you to win. Here's that quick story here. Colorado State Police, the patrol, want you to start carrying your physical driver's license. Stop with the phone.
Coloradans are using digital IDs like never before, but on the road...
I use my digital ID all the time because I lose my ID constantly.
Sarah is not alone. Many say their phone has become their go-to for everything until it fails them.
It's just nice to have it on my phone if I keep it charged. That's the downside.
And that downside is exactly what Colorado State Patrol wants drivers to think about.
People are in crashes, they lose their phone, the battery dies. It is legal, but at the same time, you are required to carry a physical license as well.
Especially during roadside stops.
People can say, well, I have it on here and, you know, I have it on my phone and I can't show you because I don't have my physical driver's license. And you can be cited for that for failure to display a driver's license.
The charge? It comes with a nearly $50 fine and 3 points on your record. And that's not all. If your phone doesn't load your insurance information, that's 4 points and a summons to court.
Uh-oh. Take your license with you.
Okay, so what? So, but you can still just use your phone, but if it doesn't work, then you have to have a physical one? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you don't have a physical, that's a fine?
I don't think so. If you have it on your phone, it's okay, right?
Huh.
I don't know.
Huh. I'm
or if, the, if they just request that you show them the physical ID, that you have to have it with you.
Are you sure you have to have it? Because
yes.
I didn't hear that. I heard only if the phone doesn't work.
And then you get fined.
It's also if they want to see your physical ID, that they can ask for that.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, you're fined.
Yeah.
Wow.
$50, right?
And 3 points.
Do we want to hear the last part again?
Yeah,
just to clarify?
Just
see who's right.
I don't
here.
Even think she knows.
Well, public service announcement. We just want to make sure we get it right.
Yeah,
okay?
It's weird.
Here you go.
Can say, well, I have it on here and, you know, I have it on my phone and I can't show you because I don't have my physical driver's license. And you can be cited for that for failure to display a driver's license.
Yeah, that's real confusing.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rule is.
She said, if you say I can't pick it up on my phone.
Yeah, say your phone's dead or something like that.
Best move is to have your physical ID and then also have it tattooed on your body somewhere. That's
the way to do it. That's
okay,
so
tattoo it on your body. That way you're safe, okay? Free tickets, 7:30.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live. We are live on the Odyssey app, and the podcast will be there after the program. It is a Monday. Labor Day weekend is coming up this next weekend. Everybody's going to get a 3-day weekend. Well,
crazy.
Not everybody, but...
It's already here. Whoa.
Yep, already here.
Sorry. Yeah, that's right.
But it snuck up on me.
I know. It's here.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Fall weather. Man, I'll bet people, I noticed this weekend, everybody in a great mood now that the heat's gone.
Yeah, it was a crazy weekend.
It just changed their attitude.
Although, I will say, like, Conifer got nailed with hail. A lot of people got flooding, all that stuff. So, but it'll help with the wildfires, that's for sure.
Sure will. Yeah. And we got more rain on the way today. It's going to be cooler today, rain today. Same thing for tomorrow. I think the rest of the week, we don't even get to the 80s.
Nice.
Pretty darn good. Powerball, $750 million.
Yeah, well, nobody won, so it rolled over. This is the 10th largest?
Yes.
Yeah.
10th largest.
10th largest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't know.
Yeah, 10th largest.
I saw a story, though, over the weekend, and I don't know if this is an old story. I feel like it is, where the guy got the divorce and then won the lottery. Did you see that?
I didn't.
He got a divorce after like 17 years with his wife. And literally the week he signed the papers and it was settled, done, finished, he wins the lottery. Like 2 days later, $253 million.
Did she try to come after him? Is that what the story was?
I don't know.
Oh.
It doesn't say in the story. I think it's fresh.
So what? So what's the
story?
So
she might.
Oh, he just...
The timing of it all, Jamie. Gotcha. The timing. Gotcha. And with the big lottery tonight, yeah. I say if you feel real lucky, go get a divorce first.
Oh, is that
early today? And then get your tickets.
It was in 2019.
Okay.
I won
$273
million on the Mega Millions jackpot.
Man, yeah. I'd be really mad if I just signed that paper.
So
I'd be
technically.
Like, oh, man.
There's no follow up. So if it was that long ago, then. Possibly she got nothing out of it. Man, that like would suck.
It was 15 years they were married.
Oh, and you just signed the paper and he wins? Bastard.
He literally just signed the papers and then he wins the lottery.
Man.
I would.
That would be my luck.
You know how sick to my stomach I'd be if Lisa and I got a divorce and she won the lottery
exactly.
2 days later.
Yeah.
If she won this Powerball. I would be so, I mean... I swear, I just have to move and live out in the middle of nowhere.
But you're not going to take any of her money when you guys divorce, are you?
I'd take every dime I can get. I think everybody feels that way, though.
Wow.
I mean, if you're in that position, I'm not saying I'm in that position, but if you were, you want revenge. You do.
That's
just the way it works.
Right?
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. And in about 12 minutes, we have free tickets to give to you for when.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
See that show.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, poor Lil Nas X.
What's up now?
He's still in jail. Because he had to stay over the weekend, because they couldn't find a date for a hearing.
You don't do crimes on a Friday, folks. If you're going to do crimes, do them on Tuesday.
There's no judges available to see you. He's been incarcerated in Van Nuys. The authorities say that the Grammy winner has to remain behind bars until he can get a hearing scheduled for his bail amount. And the earliest that can take place is sometime today. But
I don't know about you, but I picture him behind bars in his underwear with boots on.
I know.
Yeah. That's all he was wearing.
That's how I think you leave him in there, right?
Do they give him clothes?
Well, I think they do. But if I'm the police department in this particular situation, I think I just leave it the way it is.
Leave it?
Yeah, and I think he'd be fine with that.
Poor Lil Nas X. He's a Grammy winner.
Yeah.
And he's at by bars in his pantalones and white cowboy
that
boots.
That whole story was very odd.
So odd, right? Man. All right. Let's see here. What else was he going to tell you? Oh, yeah. Warner Brothers is making a movie called With the Eighth Pick. And it's going to be about Kobe Bryant's entry into the 1996 NBA draft. The story focuses on the New Jersey Nets front office, which had the eighth pick and wanted Bryant, but financial issues and Kobe's preference for the Lakers got in the way. The movie is described as a draft day thriller, similar to Moneyball or Air, focusing on the business side of the draft rather than Kobe's playing career. So that's Warner Brothers. So that should be a pretty big movie. Hmm. Big deal. This is a weird story. I don't even know why I'm going to tell you this, but I just thought it was kind of weird and fascinating. So Harrison Ford had a toilet, right? A toilet. And his toilet seat, I guess, got really stained. He said it was stained and discolored. Not stained, but discolored from the sunlight or whatever. And he said it was really unattractive. So he couldn't find a replacement toilet seat because it was discontinued. So Jay Leno 3D printed him a new toilet seat.
No.
Yeah.
That's a friend.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. That's having a good friend right there.
Harrison
Call up
Ford,
Jay Leno.
Yep, says that Jay Leno's been using his 3D printer for years, and I guess 15 years. And so he's really good at 3D printing stuff, and so he 3D printed him a toilet seat. That is not something I see Jay Leno doing
at all.
Like, at all, right?
But it proves there are good people in this world.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Jay Leno.
Rumor is that Shiloh Sanders will go back on the practice team for the Buccaneers. That's the rumor right now. That he'll be on the practice team. I don't know why, but that's the rumor. I mean, if you let him go, wouldn't you have said, like, all right, we're letting you go, but you're going to be on the practice team? When they made that decision then?
You would think so.
Yeah, but that's the rumor all over social media that the Buccaneers are going to pick him up as a practice team guy because they say that he needs some actual practice because he's been making some dumb mistakes. But they also said that he's a good hype man in the locker room, and so he's great for the morale.
Well, hopefully it doesn't punch all the other players that are starting.
Well, right. I don't know. That didn't go well, did it? If you don't know, Shiloh punched a guy during a game, and you can't do that, and he was kicked out of the game. And so the coach was like, that ain't good. So they cut him, but now they're saying they might bring him back. Well, people are saying, not the Buccaneers haven't said anything, but they're saying he's going to go back to the practice team. So weird.
I don't understand why all players that get cut in the next 2 days aren't on practice teams. They're good enough to play preseason. Why aren't they on the practice team?
Yeah, I don't know.
None of it makes sense to me.
Doesn't make sense.
I don't get it.
So our believer in the house, that is Schmidel, said that Bo Nix wasn't that great.
It took him two quarters to score a touchdown, right? And they're kind of hyping up this offense like it's going to be super amazing. Mm-hmm. And then it took him two quarters to score one touchdown.
Schmidel thinks that we're going to be lucky to win two games this year.
That's just going to be a slower start than they're making it seem like. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, you've really dropped in your enthusiasm and your commitment to this team.
I still believe, man.
Oh, even with the way you said it, I still believe.
The Jeffrey Epstein, some of the stuff was released. Interviews between Jeffrey Epstein, associate Ghislaine, which is just a weird name, and the federal prosecutor were released. She said things like Prince Andrew never acted inappropriately, and the photo is fake. That's odd. What? She said that Prince Andrew never acted inappropriately, and the photo is fake with those young girls. That's what she said in this interview. I don't know. She said it was literally a fake photo. Let's see here. She also said Bill Clinton never visited Epstein Island. She said she never saw Donald Trump behave inappropriately. And
so as far as she's concerned, everybody's clean, right?
Nobody did anything wrong. Isn't that great?
According to her. Now let me out of jail.
Yep. Right? So nobody did anything. Everybody's fine. I don't know. It was weird. Let's see here. Google is warning everybody right now. Please change your passwords on Gmail. Google has confirmed that hackers are gaining access to Gmail accounts and that compromised passwords are being a significant number of breaches are part of the breaches. The company is urging everybody to change their passwords and upgrade their security settings. They're recommending adding a passkey and avoiding the use of passwords and two-factor authentication. Thank you. Big word. They've also warned users to be cautious of phishing scams and to avoid clicking on links or downloading attachments from unknown sources. It sounds like to me they're trying to avoid a big lawsuit that's coming. We're going to find out that everything was leaked, is what I'm feeling from this. Something happened, right?
Because if they're freaking out this much.
Well, and if they're warning you, then their hands are kind of clean, right?
I feel like we get a warning to change passwords every week. From someone. From either your bank or Google or somebody wants you to change passwords every week.
New Hooters boss. His name is Neil. I guess Neil Kiefer has bought a buttload of the Hooters that went out of business, and he's restoring the original orange shorts. And he said, no butt cheeks will be hanging out.
I like it. I like it because, you know what? This guy believes in Hooters.
Yeah, he does.
And I like it.
He's buying up all the closed ones. He said, here's what we're going to do. We're not going to have butt cheeks hanging out. We're going to get the original orange shorts. And he said, we're going to upgrade all the kitchens.
Yeah,
and
old school.
Higher quality ingredients using real butter. And we're going to make the menu a bigger draw. Huh.
All right.
So we'll see what happens. I know you love Hooters.
I don't know how you make the menu a bigger draw. All you do is wings that are any good. You know what I mean?
He said they're going to use real butter.
Real butter. Okay, now we're talking.
Real butter. I don't know. Roger Federer. Roger Federer. I don't know, you guys. I need a nap. Federer. He's a tennis guy. He's officially joined the Billionaires Athletes Club, becoming only the seventh sports figure to reach the milestone. Can you guys guess some of the billionaires? Anybody?
Sports?
Like other athletes?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Michael Jordan's one.
I would say he's in there. I'd say maybe Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky, is he in there?
Not for billionaires.
LeBron?
LeBron is, yep.
LeBron James?
Yep.
Peyton Manning?
He's not
on
there.
I'd say Tom Brady before Peyton.
He's not on there. Magic Johnson?
Oh.
Junior Bridgman. Do you guys know who that is?
No.
I've never heard of that either. And obviously Tiger Woods.
Okay.
So those are
Miss Tiger.
The seventh sports figures that have reached $1 billion. So again, it's Roger Federer. It is Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, LeBron James, Junior Bridgman. Still don't know who he is.
He plays basketball or played basketball for the Bucks.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. And Tiger Woods. Those are the seven guys making $1 billion. I'm surprised that Tom Brady's not on there.
Yeah, seriously.
He seems like he'd be right there, doesn't he? And then finally, the cereal butt sniffer is back.
No.
Yeah.
I thought he got caught.
He did, but he was back out at it again, sniffing.
A guy like that gets out of jail?
A 38-year-old registered sex offender nicknamed the butt-sniffing bandit was arrested yet again in Burbank, California yesterday for sniffing women's butts. He goes up there and puts his nose in your crack.
Have you seen the videos?
I have not. I don't want to.
This guy, I swear.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah, so I guess he was caught on Nordstrom Rack surveillance camera.
Yeah.
And so he was, there's a female shopper, and he's down there crouching behind her, and he's sniffing her rear end.
He hides in the clothes on the rack.
Yeah, just.
And then pops out.
Good disguise for him, And then he just pops out when you're not looking. Of course you're not looking. You're looking the other way.
Right.
That way you can get a good sniff.
Yeah, because he's behind you.
I'm just saying that.
He's got to be behind you if he's going to sniff.
Yeah, I got it. I'm describing the video for you.
Yeah.
It's pretty sneaky.
Going to be behind you.
Yeah. Clothing store is a great place, though.
Yeah.
Because you look like a mannequin there.
Yeah, but he's been caught again. I can't believe he got out, but he got out.
Old sniffer.
And then he's sniffing. You'd think you'd learn your lesson. Like, if you're in jail one time for butt sniffing, you'd think you'd stop doing it.
He's about to get labeled, though, like habitual sniffer.
Yeah.
Well, and he's going to go away for a long time.
He's the butt sniffing bandit.
Yeah.
That's his name.
I know.
The butt sniffing bandit at it again.
Now, wait a minute. Why is he a bandit?
I'm not doing this. All right, there you go. Tumble trash.
I mean, he's not stealing anything. He's just sniffing, right?
Yeah,
is that bad, right? All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Free tickets next.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.